You would think that I wouldn't be nervous. All the years I've taught, preached, but being not preaching for, I guess, 3, maybe almost 4 years, but I know it's 3 at least, and for no reason. I just felt like crawling into a hole and sitting off to the side and just coming to church. And just coming to church, you know. And I took that place, and I'm glad that I did. So when life, as it does, takes you in directions, that's the one thing about God. You can think you know him. You can think you know how he's going to take you. You think you know what he's creating in you. And you really don't. He's making something that's so different out of you than what you even expected. And it's strange because you literally watch yourself be turned into somebody else. A child of God, a lover of God, somebody that when you don't feel his closeness, you're all messed up. you're all messed up. You're like, okay, wait a minute. What has gone wrong? So I'm going to open in prayer. I know that this is him today because the songs that they played, everything that was said was about my message. So I said, well, God, I've been agonizing over this message because he gave it to me like 7 months ago. And every time I would come to church or I would hear a message, he would say, yeah, this is good. This is, you can put this into your message, or you can, I was able to see a little bit more of what he was saying to me. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity to stand up here, to give your word away. I thank you for the love that you've bestowed inside of me. I thank you for the life that you created in all of us out here today, a life that we really don't know anything about, but yet we know that Jesus is on the inside of us, making us into somebody else, more than what we even think that we are. So, Father, I thank you today. Have your way in my life as I stand up here and open my mouth. I ask that you would open the minds of the people today, that they would be able to hear what it is I'm saying, and that the Holy Spirit would have his way inside of them, and they would be able to see you from a whole different perspective. This message is about forgiveness, and I named it forgiveness because I believe that us Christians, that's the one thing that we're lacking in. Now, this is just my opinion, but I've been around y'all a long time. I've been saved a long time. And you know what the word says. But then when you see how we operate and what we say out of our mouths, you watch our lives, you watch how some of our lives disintegrate, and we're supposed to know the Lord. And it's all because of what we've spoken and said out of our mouth. Words that we put on our own self words that we're walking with. It's words that are already stored up in our head, maybe from the old life, because we really didn't understand. And we thought it was just like, you know, if you say, ooh, something is killing me. You know, as simple as that might seem. And we grew up saying stuff like that. And that can't be bad. You know, it can't be bad. I mean, we grew up saying, ooh, something is killing me. Stop it. Because it is. You're allowing a word to have life down on the inside of you, and it's performing something. You don't know what it's going to grab a hold to make it come to life and let the life of that word be seen in you. But yet that word is in you, just bouncing around, going every day with you. Now, I'm supposed to go next week to have my eyes done. You know, the old people, and Karen doesn't like it when I say this, but, you know, they go to the eye place in Bethlehem, and they get their eyes worked on. And they take off glaucoma, they take off cataracts, and they do your eye, they cut them, and they stick another lens on the inside of there so that you can see better. So I'm supposed to be doing that next week. But I held off even trying to give this message because I was waiting to get my eyes done. Well, it didn't work like that. God said, you'll see with my eyes today. You'll see with the eyes that I've given you to look into this word with. So, this is about being forgiven and to forgive. And I guess you say, well, why would you say Christians are really lacking in that? I remember when I first got saved, it was so hard for me to believe that God had forgiven me of all of my sins. Not some of them. Even the ones that I would do that I didn't even know that I was going to do. But he had already made a plan up with Christ that we would be forgiven. But yet we hold on to the past. And we call it trauma, you know, things that happen. And they make impacts on us. And we hold on to that word. And sometimes it's because people have done things to us and we don't want to give it up. Or to release it is like, well, that was a part of my life. So why not just, I can say it if I want to. I can talk about it if I want to. I haven't forgotten it. You know, like sometimes people might talk about something somebody did to them. The first thing I'll bring up is the fact that my sister, when we were kids, she used to beat me up, okay? Every day. For not doing her housework. You know how your mama leave you housework for you to do, everybody to do? And I was abused every single day. So now at this point, I'm supposed to be over that. We talking a long time ago. But then I bring it up. So that means that I still got something against my sister. Still at work on the inside of me. I haven't released it because I'm bringing it up. And I'm comparing it to my now. I have a grudge, something. It might be small, but yet I still bring up what she did to me. So I might say, oh, I loved her, and I did, and she's dead. Been dead for years. But yet I'm still bringing up the past. And so, when the Holy Spirit told me to write about this, I really didn't have a clue where he was leading me. But I said, okay. I've had thoughts about forgiveness and how it really works. I've been at this for at least 7 or 8 months. You know, because do you know how often we say, you know, people have done things to us and you say, I can't forgive them. You just don't see any way of letting it go. But you got to let it go. You can't be 20, 30 years later still talking about something that happened so long ago, because it leaves an ugliness down on the inside of you. And even though you don't see it, or you might not claim it, it's ugly because it works in you. God was good enough when he sent Jesus to forgive us of all of our sins, not some of your sins. But somebody that doesn't really take the word and stretch it out over a lifetime into eternity. And maybe you're not even saved today, but when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and he goes on the inside of you, and he takes up residence and starts living in you, you are forgiven. God is not even capable of changing his mind on your forgiveness package. He's the only God, you know, because a lot of religions have their own gods. He is the only God that when he forgives you, because none of the other ones do, they're just gods. But our God, the Hebrew God, Jehovah, Elohim, whatever name you choose to call him, that's his name. When he forgives you, he throws it into a sea of forgetfulness. So now, so you did something when you was young, and you're still talking about it. Yeah, well, you know, I sinned the sin of whatever. You still think, you're still talking about it. You're still living in it. God don't even know that it even happened anymore. He's not there. He's not even trying to remind you of the sin that you did. Because he don't operate like that. And when I read that, even, you know, you go to Google now. You know, Google becomes like the reference. You go to Google, and Google pull it right up for you, you know. Boom. That's right. You go to Google. And Google take you right to what it is, almost like what you're thinking. But it said that our God, and it gave the words out of the Hebrew Bible that explained his nature. Forgiveness with God is not something that he does. It's something that he is. His DNA, his makeup, is forgiveness. So in introducing us to him, when we got saved, that was part of the plan. That we would, everything that we had done, he knew the earth that he sent us to. He knew this earth was all messed up. He knew that sin lived here. He had already sent the enemy here, who was already working and doing whatever he do, right? So here we come, and you know, we think we got it all together, and we fall into the same hole as everybody else falls into, and we end up needing God. We end up needing a God that is able to forgive us. and take away the guilt. Not just to say, okay, you're forgiven and I don't remember it, but since he knows we're human and we walk with guilt, he is even able to take away the guilt. I debated rather to tell you this, maybe because my grandson told me he was coming, but I'm going to tell you a story about what has happened to me that has brought me here. I, like a lot of other people, if somebody offended me, I took my right to say, whether I was going to forgive them or wanted to forgive them, if you would say to me something about them, I say, oh, it's okay, I've forgiven them. But that was what I had learned how to say in my Christianity. But I really hadn't forgiven them. Okay? So, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, maybe more, I don't know, I went down to Florida to see my brother who was sick and who has since passed away. But one time when I lived in Florida, I had a friend, a male friend. For those of you who think that old people don't have a boyfriend. Okay? We do. Okay? Or we think we do. Or we think whatever we want to think about the situation. Even though we're with God, you know. And I still cared for this person. And so me and this person, we resumed the friendship that had been like almost 30 years old. And we started seeing one another. Now, I knew he had issues, because everybody had issues. So when he asked me, could he come back up here, I told him I would help him. You know, I'm a good Christian, you know, believe in helping people, you know, So he came up here. I'll say I was wrong, okay, for even going. Sometimes we want to believe that we're doing God's work or we're helping God out. No, you're getting ready to go somewhere. You don't even know where you're going. So he comes, and it's rocky right from the start, but he gets his own place and everything kind of seems like it's falling into line. But what I don't know about him, even though I was told, he was schizophrenic. And I didn't know that. And then when someone at the VA told me that he was schizophrenic, I knew I had heard about schizophrenia, but I didn't know what schizophrenia really did. And so one night, or one day, I have to say, probably out of the blue, he had one of the attacks that schizophrenia brings on. Okay, so at first I was held hostage with a knife for, say, an hour, threatened to be sliced up, killed with the knife, you know. And like I said, I'm having a hard time saying it because of my grandson. He, you know how grandson brothers are. They want to go avenge. they want to avenge you. Yeah. But then later on, I tried to leave, but I couldn't leave. So I said, well, okay, settle down maybe to go away, because I didn't really know what was going on. But anyway, later on that evening, he jumped on me and attacked me. Just out of the blue, okay? And he started choking me. And he has his hand around my throat. I try to get his hand away. I can't get it away. His hands are like steel around my throat. I'm saying to God, now mind you, all this day, I'm talking to the Lord, because I'm saying, God, is this my last day? Is this the last day that I'm going to see my grandchildren? That I'm going to ever go to church? Am I going to ever do any of the things that I'm used to do? Is this it for me? Am I going to die today? And he said to me, no. He said, but you do everything I tell you to do. If I tell you to do it, do it. If I don't say do it, don't do nothing. And don't cry. Because sometimes we can't even let the enemy know that the weakness is there, that you're scared. You got to be holding on to God's word. You've got to hold on to God's word. I'm going to say it from this side. Yes, I know we read the Bible. Yes, all of that. You've got to hold on to God's word. If he wake you up one morning and say, I don't want you to do so and so and so, and you know that it's him, don't do so and so. Because he knows that you shouldn't be doing so and so that day. So anyway, it's like he's standing here. I'm over here scared to death, sitting on the edge of the bed. I'm scared. I want to cry. He's like, don't cry. God is like, don't cry. Just listen. So he tells me what to do. He says, don't do anything until I tell you to. So, okay, I sit there. So then just all of a sudden out of the blue, it's like the person grew wings. Demonic. And I know that now. And flew across the room. It was like they flew. Grabbed me by my neck, threw me to the floor, and was choking me to death. I couldn't holler, but I'm thinking, how am I going to get him off of me? I'm not going to go into the graphic details of how I got him off, but the Lord told me exactly what to grab. And I'll let you go. Y'all got it, right? I'm going to be nice from there. And the Lord told me what to grab, and I grabbed it. And I got a hold to it. And that was the only thing that threw him off of me. Well, from there on out, our relationship, friendship, my knowledge of this person that I've known for 34 years, it goes into another whole channel. I go into total a pit that I never even believed that I would ever be in. I've almost been murdered. And I think about all the women sometimes that you read about that don't make it out. And they find their bodies cut up, chopped up, stuffed somewhere, because they can get rid of you and nobody even knows that you know, what happened. You know, people be looking for you. But it didn't work out like that, okay? So I did what the Lord told me to do, and just like nothing had happened. He jumped off of me, and he says, you tried to injure me. And I said, oh, you know I wouldn't do that to you. Because now, I know that I got to stay calm. And I'm just telling you this. This was a place in my life that changed it. I go home. He comes and sits in my backyard, like, waiting to talk to me. Just like nothing has happened. I'm scared to death. I'm scared to death. If you know what it means to be scared to death, that somebody is going to kill you. And so months start to go on. No, I don't see him. But I'm in the house hollering and screaming, crying, hollering, screaming. Nobody don't even notice. I come to church. I'm doing my regular thing. But at home, I'm a mess. I'm screaming, hollering, screaming, because my brain ain't working right. I don't know what to do. What do I do? And so one day I'm in there, and me and God, we're battling. I'm saying, God, help me. I'm screaming. I'm hollering. I mean, like the person was there, okay? And I'm, and I heard a voice say, forgive him. Forgive him. How? I'll never be able to forget this. How? How? How do I forgive somebody that just tried to kill me? And God said, forgive him. So I take my mouth and I say, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, I went on and just got spiritual with it, but I forgave him as I knew how to forgive. I didn't know how to forgive no more than just to say the words. I know people in here got stuff against people, and that's the only reason why I'm standing up even saying this, right? And at first I said, okay, now, almost a year later, maybe almost 2 years later, I can tell the difference on the inside of me because I forgave him. Thank you. And that's really the word of my message, freedom. That was the song today when I came in. He has given us freedom because Jesus was on the inside of me. He allowed me to be able to walk this thing down. I went through months of waking up and I was still being killed, but I would forgive him. I'd say, but I forgive him. Months I was still being killed after the deed, as Lois would teach us about trauma. I never knew what trauma was. I'd heard about trauma, or it was only a word to me. Now I know what trauma is. And it's just in there. And then finally, slowly but surely, even that starts to lift. I think about 2 weeks ago, I woke up from almost being killed. But it was easy. I just said, oh, okay, it was another, you know. But I forgave him. He's messed up. He's in jail. I went down, pressed charges against him. I went to court 4 times. He never showed up. They never locked him up, nor did they pick him up. He's in jail now because he choked somebody else. But this person, she locked him up and left, okay? So he's getting help, this or that, this or that. What I'm saying is, I'm not talking about just like, oh, because somebody say might curse you. I'm talking about something that's really hard to forgive somebody for. I'm talking about God really being down on the inside of you, working the thing out, releasing you, setting you free from the pain and the injury that has been brought into your life. Some people are raped. Some people, all sorts of horrible things happen to people. And we can say to them, oh, child, I know what you mean. Or, oh, child, you know, the Lord, yeah, it'll be okay. Let me tell you something. Until you done had somebody's hands around your throat, choking you, and then it's 3 days later, you know, by me being so dark, I said to myself, like on the second day, I was like, oh, you didn't even turn blue, you know, or I thought it was because of my skin color. Well, about 3 days later, I woke up one day, and I was all blue, all up around my shoulders, from where I had been choked. But now, mind you, this person being locked up even now, I'm helping this person. Okay? It's almost like the guy whose son is killed, and he stands up in the courtroom, and somebody has murdered his child, and he says back to the person that murdered him, "I forgive you." He sets the man free. Jesus said in the word, whosoever sins you forgive, they'll be forgiven. And you'll be setting them free. See, we think that forgiveness is like, ooh, make me feel good. No. I didn't want to feel the pain. But it said that God, his nature is forgiveness. That's what he is, not who. It's not just a name for him. It's what he's made up of. That's why when he made the plan to send Jesus, this thing had to be so intricate. Everything had to be done exactly like it was written out. Nothing could be changed. And I would like to say to you, if you know somebody, something in your life, I wouldn't care if you was 2 years old, 3 years old, 50 years old, and you can still remember them with pain, I would say to you, work out a plan with God for forgiveness. I believe, and I think he showed me this, a lot of us are sick. And the older we get, the more the thing eats into us. We're sick, we're dying, because on the inside of us, there is stuff going on that we're holding on to, and we can't let go of it. And it's making us sick. Crazy. You're still pulling it up years later. Maybe somebody did rape you. Maybe somebody did almost choke you. Maybe, and I'm not saying that it's easy, but I'm talking forgiveness today. Because I be around Christians, that's only people I know really. And they have an issue. They're still angry at people. They're still angry. While I was 2 weeks ago, because I was supposed to get the message last week, I'm in the kitchen and I'm talking to my best girlfriend on the telephone, and she asked me about somebody, my brother's wife, my brother who passed away. She asked me about her. And you know what's the first thing came out of my mouth? Who, her? I don't ever want to see her again. She killed my brother. She told me she was going to kill my brother. And she, I don't know whether she coughed on him, spit on him, how she got it, but he caught the COVID pneumonia, and he died. She had a friend, and he caught the COVID pneumonia. So she killed two men in 2 weeks, because both of them died from COVID pneumonia. So I knew she had killed my brother. And so while I'm in there telling the girl, I don't ever want to talk to her again, and I'm talking my big bad stuff, the Lord interrupts me. Oh, you can forgive Gray, but you can't forgive her. And you don't even know for sure if she really killed your brother. I know it was God, because I heard him too clearly. You know, I'm in there running off at the mouth, and he just interrupted me. He said, but you can't forgive her? Go through your life, people. Find something, somebody. And if they still in your way, get them out the way. Get them out of the way. And I don't mean I just say, oh, well, I forgive them, because it's a work. It's a work to forgive. It's not easy. I've had thoughts about forgiveness and how it really works. I've been at this for, I said, at least 7 or 8 months. And so I guess this is the week. I haven't spoken in 3 or 4 years. I was okay with that, because I didn't want my life to, my life was so confused. But see, I didn't know that all of this was all the trauma that had came from being choked, all confusion, just seeing weird stuff. But all kind of stuff starts to rise up from on the inside of us. And as you read the scriptures, I say I didn't want my life, you know, to be open, because it was very confused. But God kept pushing until I had something to say. I want to be very careful. Don't want to say anything wrong. God is forgiveness. He doesn't just forgive us. He creates in us the ability to forgive. He makes it possible for you to forgive someone. That's not part of our human nature. Our human nature is, I don't ever want to see them again. He said, the hardest thing to do, don't want to feel used or stupid. Because that's what, if you forgive somebody, you start to feel stupid. You start to feel used. And then don't go and try to help them. Now, people are telling you that you're stupid. So what are you? Are you being a Christian, or are you being stupid? Jesus said, if they ask you to go a mile, go two. Well, is my going 2 miles, is this God? Or is this me? Don't want to say, oh, well, I still love him. I'm being for real, okay? Or, which I'm not there. I can't say I don't love him, but I'm not there, okay? Like I was when I got choked, okay? It says, do not seek revenge. In Leviticus, verse 19, it says, chapter 19, verse 18, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among you, but love your neighbor as yourself, for I am the Lord. God is the one. He's the one that does the forgiving and the changing and the turning our lives around. We're not capable of turning and making right the mess that we make out of our life. It says, when we hold a grudge, we refuse to let a person out of their prison. The word says they're in a prison. So now, if I don't forgive them, he can't be forgiven for God to forgive him. I read that, and I'm like, am I seeing right? We have so much authority and power here on this earth as God's children. We have the ability to forgive someone of their sins. And when we forgive them for what they've done to us, I mean, they might be like right there at salvation, but that'll open the door for God to go on and do. That's what the word says. I'm like, that seems strange to me, but that's what the word says, right? You forgive and God will forgive. That's how he works the program. You know, only God can blot out sin. Only God can blot out the sin. But our forgiveness changes the atmosphere. It changes the atmosphere. I have a different feeling on the inside of me. It's like, you know, my grandson says to me, he says, "Grandma, you're amazing." But God smoothed out something. He smoothed some of the wrinkles down on the inside. You know, always just, you know. And so when people come up now that have wounded me or offended me, I'm kind of quick to forgive. I'm going back. And I'm not looking to dig people up, but if they pop up, I know that's God. Because God make people pop up on the inside of you. You don't even be thinking about the crap, you know? And you be like, "Oh, this must be God." He's saying, "Let them go. Let them go. Don't hold them prisoner to what they did to you." And so true freedom is only in the spirit. It has to be done in the spirit. And we are spirit people. Yeah, we're human. We got flesh on us. But we are spirit. We traded in one side of us to have life in the spirit. Only God can blot out sin. Many people say, "I can forgive, but I can't forget." Forgiveness is not the same as forgetting. Only God puts the sin into a sea of forgetfulness and remembers it no more. No, because I'll always remember. But I don't have the pain. I don't have the pain that I remembered it with. I'm not angry. I don't have spit flying out the side of my mouth when I think about them. My little buddy right here in the Deja, I'm always talking about something. She walk out to the car and she'll be like, "Well, you need to do what you need." And I'll be like, "Deja." And she look at me like I'm crazy, right? And sometimes I think that I am myself, but forgiveness is just not forgetting. You just don't put it away. You can't forget. But while you're not able to forget, just remember that God forgave you. God forgave you. And if he's able to forgive you, then you can forgive somebody else. But we were wretches. In the world, I was a drug addict, I was a this. So once I say that word right there, that put a whole nother. You can kind of imagine some of the stuff that I did. Okay? But then one day he saved me. And I'm finally coming to, I'm seeing this thing now. I'm seeing what he really did on the inside of me. He changes you. I'm not the same person that I was. I don't know how he did it. Sometimes I wonder why. Yeah, the Bible says he loved me, and only because of that. When prophets come here to the church, and when I go up for a word, you know, and I still, even at my age, I want to hear them say, "Oh, I'm going to go out and do this and do that," and they tell me, "Oh, he loves you so much." It's like, yeah, I know that. Now tell me. Tell me what he gonna do. And he calls me words like precious. God calls me precious. He calls me a woman of God Well, maybe he don't come to my house. Because he don't really know me. In one of my rages. But yes, he does know me. He knows you and me all the way down to our core. And yet he loves you. And yet he loves you just the way you are. Okay. Okay. We are supposed or purposed to be the most forgiving, or we are supposed to be the most forgiving people on the earth. How is anybody else going to see forgiveness if you don't forgive? We're the demonstration. We are the demonstration of Jesus. So if I'm walking around tomorrow, you know what, y'all? Let me tell you something. Yeah, I talk like that. Let me tell you something. I can't stand. And honey, if they ever, you know how we talk. You know what I mean? I'm from Newark, okay? And so I do have a ghetto conversation. But God wants us, all of that, let it go and be fitted into my Jesus suit. And let him work the work of salvation in you. The work of being quick to love, quick to forgive, not wanting to hold on to ugliness. It's not that easy. Forgiving people of what was done, you know, this is from writing it out, okay? Of what was done for us years after we get saved. We still remember things, and our lives are sometimes destroyed because we still are in pain. We still got pain down on the inside of us. But when I found out that forgiveness is a part of healing, you know, we're constantly coming up here and we're standing in the line. Karen calls us, anybody want to be healed today? And we'll come up here and she will have just preached a good message about healing. But maybe your healing is in a person that you need to forgive. Maybe you need to let somebody go. Say, you know what? I forgive him. I forgive her. I forgive my mother. I forgive my sister. I forgive my father. I forgive. Because, you know, there's a lot of things that happen in life. You don't know what's going to happen. And I just want to move on because I know it's getting late and the weather, they say, is supposed to be whatever today. And then, you know, in Daniel 9:9, it says, God is merciful and forgives. No, forgiving and forgiveness and mercy are linked. They're linked together, okay? Mercy. He's a merciful God. And so he's part of the mercy, and then he gives forgiveness along with it. It works into healing us on the inside. The Lord's Prayer. We prayed this as kids. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed is your name. And then we say, let thy kingdom come. Let your will be done. And that we would forgive others even as you have forgiven us. When they asked Jesus how many times should we forgive somebody, and they was like, what, 7 times a day? 70 times 7. That's a lot of forgiving. 490 times a day. And it's if the same person, not from a different somebody, came at you 490 times in one day, somebody's going to jail. Because it's not going to work out too good. Something is going to happen. That's right, you know, something's going to happen. So it's like you said, wait a minute, I better go to my room, okay? You send your own self to the room, okay? Because it's not going to be too good. But so that our whole entire day might be sin-free. Because if every time you sin, God forgives you. If you've forgiven 490 times a day, I'm pretty sure that covers a whole day, cleans your slate. Well, it's a lot of forgiveness that has to emerge up out of us. Just saying, God, help me. When you find that you can't, just say, help me, God. Help me to forgive this person. Help me to clean the slate here. And not let me be a fool. And even if I am a fool, I'm sure that Jesus, he didn't want to die. And we know that from the scriptures. He was like almost at the end, wait a minute. Is there any other way that we can get through this thing? Because he was getting ready to be tortured. But yet, he said, nevertheless, your will be done. And I would say to you today, we all cry out, God, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Don't let me sit around holding on to who did what, when, where, blocking up my freedom, blocking me from being free. We want to be free. Yes. Free to be. Free to laugh on the inside. Not just to come to church and smile and look like one thing and then go home and be somebody else. I got sick of that. I want to be the same way I am in church. That's the same way I want to be at home. Freely loving, freely giving. I tell you, some days I want to choke my son, but I can't. I love him. And so what I have for you, I give to him freely too. Sometimes I wonder, should I? But he's a person. He might not be doing what I want him to do. I've had to come to that. Because when people don't change, you still have to love them. God don't give you the right not to love them because they don't change. People, as Christians, the whining, I said this to Steve and them at prayer the other day. The whining, we're looking like some of the most miserable people on the face of the earth. People looking at us, and we're looking miserable. Where's our joy? Where's this life that God has promised us? We got it. It's living on the inside. But we're not letting it come out because what we're saying with our mouth is destroying the life of God in us. Please, people, let God operate in you. Let's not go to our graves. I'm not talking about going to hell. I'm not there with that. But let's not go to the grave miserable. Let's be able to lay down and just, when our time come, and go home to be with the Lord, resting in all that he did for us, all that he's done for us. So it took me, I've been saved, 40, 45, maybe 50 years. And me getting choked was not probably, I think it was the worst. I'm not even going to cut it off. I'm not going to cut the leg off on it, okay? I think it was the worst thing that ever happened to me in my life. And yet God would choose that thing to help me to smooth out on the inside, to stop being so Rawr. I didn't seem that way to other people because they didn't know the real me. But then when that happened, I faced up to another Annette. She'd been injured. And did I want to go through life with that? Did I want to live whatever years I got left being angry at somebody? No. I don't have but a will. You know, I can't say it because Karen here, if I say I only got a little time left, then she won't let me say words like that. You know what I mean? Karen says I'm going to live. I'm living forever, okay? That's right, and I am. That's right. I have eternal life. Eternal life in Christ Jesus. There's no dying. I already died. I was dead before I accepted Jesus. But when I accepted Jesus, we were given a new life. We've been born again, never to die, but to live eternally with Christ Jesus. Okay, I'm going to close. I just want to read these scriptures to you, if I can, that's all. And I just think that they're good. And so I have down here, go as far back as you can remember, and start to forgive. I do not care what they did to you. Don't care what they did. I don't care what they did to you. Okay? Just don't care what it was, but forgive it. Be determined that you're going to be more pleasant and more. In here it says, if you've been forgiven a lot, you love a lot. If you've been forgiven little, then you love little. Because you don't think that, well, they don't matter. But if you've been forgiven a lot of stuff, if you've been a sinner, then forgive a lot of people. Don't hold no grudges. I don't care what happened to you, okay? And let it go. To forgive is healing. Maybe some of our illness is because of unforgiveness. So I haven't called my brother's wife, but I did forgive her. I did release her. And if I have to call her, if God say call her, I will get on the phone and I will tell her, I've been angry at you because I feel like you killed my brother. And I'll be able to let it go and set her free. Release people into the future. Let's not hold people in the past anymore. Let's let them go. Let's make that a mission as Christians. If you got a problem, let's get rid of it. Because Christ in us wants to love us. And God said, listen, if you don't forgive people, I can't forgive you. Do we believe that? Or is that just a scripture? Or maybe he meant something else by that. Maybe he didn't really mean it that way. He just said it like that. Or maybe the translation was wrong. If you don't forgive people, you can't be forgiven. That's deep. Coming out of God's mouth. If your enemy is if your enemy is hungry. Give him something to eat. Give your enemy something to eat. Not, well, see, I don't like him, or I don't like his kind, so I'm not feeding him. Okay? If If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. By doing so, you heap up coals of fire on his head. Let them go. Release them. Show them God's love. This is another scripture. Be angry, but do not sin. Did you ever think about when it said be angry? Now, mind you, they know you're going to be angry, but they're telling you don't sin. So what's the sin then? Thank you. The unforgiveness. The unforgiveness is the sin, not the anger. And I just got that this morning. And I was up in the Word till, you know, because I'm trying to, you know, you're trying to suck every ounce of life out of it. We've got to become more forgiving people. I don't care who the people are or what they are. And I know that the love of God is going to flow through us. We want to fill up these seats, even. And it's going to take love to fill these seats up. Loving Christian. Not people just walking past people acting like they're not alive or they're nowhere around. We got a smile on our face. We're ready to just, you know, hey, how you doing today? Now, God bless you or whatever the situation is. But let's change the atmosphere that we walk and live in. And it says, okay, be angry. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Don't give any opportunity to the devil. Don't give the devil nothing out of your life. Nothing. And finally, love your neighbors. Love your enemy. Do good to those who hate you. You know, those sound like scriptures, and they are scriptures. And you know it's the word? But it's not easy to do. You're being asked to go totally against your flesh. Love your enemy? Do good to those who hate you? Do good to those who hate you? That's a lot. But yet God is requiring in this day, in these last hours, in this time when we say we like to take our Christian mouths and say, you know, he's bringing in the harvest again. It's revival time. It's time to get this thing together. God wants to save the multitudes. He wants to do to this, do to that. Well, how's he going to get it done? Me and you. We're the only one. We're the only one that can get the job done. And it's going to take more out of us than what we've been. I'm not throwing no stones, because if I did, they'll fall right down on top of my head and crush me. Okay? Do I love God? Yes. Yes. I answer yes, but I'm human sometimes. And I guess what I'm trying to get away from now is being as human as I've been and learn how to be more of God's person, like Jesus was. He only came to do the will of the Father. Only came to do the will of the Father. And so that's where I'm at today. And if there's anyone that wants prayer, I know it's getting late. If you want prayer, I will pray for you, or I can pray. It's one prayer that we all would just change our minds, surrender ourselves to God, and just let this thing start to work. I have become another person on the inside. Not that I don't still think about it. And every time he called me and asked me to do something, I'd be like, Karen said, what do you want? I'll be like, Karen. He's in jail. So I let that account that he's paying for what he did, even though it wasn't because I signed the paper on him, but he's doing time. And he's got to go to the mental place and the whole nine yards. And hopefully, God's spirit will come upon him and set him free and release him. Because to choke somebody and then not remember that you choked them, I'm wrestling with that. The mental health thing, people, I never encountered it. I didn't know what mental health was all about. To hurt somebody and don't remember that you hurt them, that's heavy stuff. That's more mental health than I know anything about. So your forgiveness has to go to another reign, because even if you bring it up, they act like they don't even know what you're talking about. It's like, what you talking about? So let's love one another. Let's let ourselves be set free. I don't care what happened to you, so that we can walk in the freedom of God. Jesus wants to, he has already set us free. Now we've got to work on the inside to let the thing start to come out of us. You know, let him smooth you out on the inside so that we can walk this walk. And we won't be walking and talking a lie, because we'll really be who we are, who we say we are. So anybody want prayer? Y'all good today? Everybody, y'all ain't holding nobody prisoner. Y'all done forgave everybody. You know, hey, that's a good day then. The church is forgiven. Walk in the goodness and the love of God today. You have a good afternoon.